a writer feels he's talking in an empty room. It's a very solitary sort of thing, and you often feel as though you're the only one listening. But then the letters come in, and all of a sudden you realize that all sorts of people are listening and reacting. And to a writer, a reader, it's important too. Readers often feel closer to a writer than they do to their own families. They feel a congeniality, a direct contact that is private because it's between them and the book and the writer and the book, and there's nothing more absolutely intimate than the relationship between a writer and his typewriter. In effect, a writer is talking to himself when he writes, particularly fiction. He may be seeming to address an audience, but he's not. Not quite. So it's possible that this relationship exists only in the reader's mind. I felt this myself about certain writers. I felt that if I really walked into a room and got to know this writer, that we would be instantly, personal friends and understand each other completely. I feel that way still about some writers. And it's because I think that when a writer writes, he's writing from deep inside himself, and he's putting it down on the page. And the reader reading the book is getting this direct, right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And they're getting acquainted far more quickly and more completely than they ever would if they were in the same room together trying to get to know each other, because all sorts of things would be in their way in that case. Well, let's see where I got to. For a child reader now, this is a very, very important thing, because for a child to come across somebody who miraculously understands them, as his parents don't, as his brothers and sisters certainly don't, as his teachers don't, and even maybe sometimes seems to read his mind, this relationship can be a very great joy and often extremely important, much more important than parents know, I think. Librarians know it, and teachers often know it, and writers of children's books know it. Even this can be a surprising thing for a grown-up. My own son wrote me a letter after a book of mine called The Money Room came out, and I had sent him a copy. And he wrote and he said, "This one should have been dedicated to me, whether you know it or not, because it's written about me. It's for me. It's about me. Did you really understand me that well back in the fifth grade?" Well, this was a fan letter. I reacted very with two minds, too, because I didn't understand him all that well back in the fifth grade at all. And I think he was a little let down when I confessed this. But he felt what he wasn't taking into account, and what most readers don't take into account, is that the writer has been a child himself and has felt all these things. It's himself the writer is remembering. He's felt the same emotions in possibly different circumstances. Maybe not suffering because of a new school and new surroundings and feeling like a completely out instead of in. But the same emotions, perhaps in a different way. And he writes vividly about it because he remembers it vividly. And the person reading the book thinks, "She understands me. This only happened to me." Well, it happens to us all, and this is the very interesting thing. It only proves how close we all are under the skin, if only we could behave skinlessly more often. Of course, we don't, or we won't. But I think it explains this closeness between a writer and a reader often, because if anything, it is a skinless relationship.